What? Okay, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, starting in verse 3. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now jump down to verse 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men, to be on the towers upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name was spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. The Lord, please bless this day and this time of preaching here, and please be with me as I preach, and help me not to preach anything that you wouldn't want me to preach. Please bless the rest of our days, in Jesus' name. What's going on here, a lot of us in our lives will be struggling to get some sort of spiritual victory. We'll pray up, we'll keep ourselves read up, we'll keep ourselves prayed up, we'll pray and we'll read, we'll be serving God, trying to get to it. We'll be out there, we'll be out winning souls, out working our ministries. And we'll get to a point that we're struggling through. We'll know that the breakthrough is coming. We'll know that we're about to be there. We're about to overcome that sin. We're about to become a great soul winner. We're about to have God's will revealed for us for ministry. But then something happens. We were so close, and then we look back and wait, what happened? Where were we? What happened? Somehow we get tripped up. We don't even realize it until we're already back at square one. This sermon is titled, Things That Trip Us Up. First thing that trips us up is pride. Go back to verse 16, it says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. Pride happens, one, when you claim the credit for what God has done in your life. You say, look at all the things that I have done, when it wasn't you that did them, it was God that did them. Or perhaps you're maybe a little bit more pious, and you say something like this, look at all the things that the Lord has done through me. But the biblical attitude can be found in Luke chapter 17. Starting in verse 7, it says, well, which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And would not rather say unto him, make ready whereof I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things which were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise, ye, when ye have done all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. When God does something through you, say, we should have the attitude, look at all God has done. I thank him that he allowed me to be part of it. Note that if your heart is lifted up in pride as you're growing in your walk, be aware because the fall could be coming. The second thing that trips us off is switching our confidence from God to ourselves. Notice in verse 15, it says, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. God helped him. God helped him. God helped Uzziah do great accomplishments. But when he had gotten strong, he started trusting in himself. Wherefore, let him that thinketh that he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. What happens is, we'll get to that point where I think we're almost there, and we'll think, okay, God, you helped us so far, but we don't need you anymore. You say, we get this far with God's help. We say, wait a minute. We don't need God's help anymore. Let's just go on by ourselves. We stop praying. We stop praying and relying on God's direction. We're just relying on ourselves. And that would cause a downfall. Soon we'll be heading down, not know why. Third thing that trips us up is distractions. 1 Corinthians 7:35. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may be a snare unto you, but that which is comely, that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. We see the devil is a master distraction. Tries to distract you out of doing God's will for your life. It also tries to distract souls from getting saved. You ever out witnessing and you just notice that things are just trying to distract the person you're trying to talk to? Yeah. Like, I noticed two things, phones and dogs. last Saturday, I was out with Ian and Ben, and we were trying to witness to a kid, and this dog would not leave us alone. Remember? But the devil also is going to try to distract you from doing what God wants you to do. Especially true when you're trying to get to a spiritual victory, trying to pray through, fight through, overcome. And distraction might not be something that's overly sinful. It might be something that actually looks good. Like, go into verse 16 here. Uzziah went into the temple of God to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now, burning incense to God was actually a good thing, but he was not called to do it. You try to do something that looks good, I mean, it might look spiritual, but God did not call you to do it, so you shouldn't be doing it. But God might be calling you to work in a nursing home, but Satan distracts you to work in a jail instead. Now, there's nothing wrong with jail ministry, but that's not what I called you to do. Fourth thing that trips us up is putting the service ahead of the Savior. Revelation 2, verses 2 through 4, this is the message to the church at Ephesus. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, how that thou canst bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, but hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You should never put the actual service to Christ before the relationship to Christ. Christ's message here to the church at Ephesus, he says, you work for me, but in your service, you have forgotten me. We get caught up in our ministries and soul winning and bus ministry and nursing home, jail and teen church and Sunday school. Forget to spend time in fellowship with the one who saved us. We serve him, but we don't fellowship with him. We won't spend time with him, and then we lose our supernatural enabling to do all those ministries. This will lead to a performing the service in the flesh and then burnout. And saying a 5-minute prayer when you're half asleep is not fellowshipping. So in conclusion, just don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting God. Just keep trying to be with him daily, fellowship with him daily. Don't ever put your confidence in yourself, even when things are easy. And be always on the watch out for distractions. And give God the glory for everything that he does in your life. Because the glory belongs to him and not to you.